Welcome to the new Chasing Tone After Hours podcast with Brian
and Max.
Max has already got his beer.
That smells
good one.
Dude, incredible.
What is that again?
This is the Decadent Dark Chocolate Ale by the Atwater Brewery.
Yes, that stuff is truly amazing. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. I'm drinking the Upland Easy Chair Amber Ale, made in Bloomington, Indiana.
It smells like chocolate and
brownies.
Yeah, kind of like brownies, and it has like a almost like a burnt smell to it too. It's like almost like a campfire almost.
It's just like a campfire.
It smells like fall, and I love it.
Does it disappoint?
No, not at all. That's awesome. So, what's new?
Well, I'm kind of afraid to tell you, but I got one of the best reverb-y type of pedals I've played so far.
And it is?
Shkabang!
Shkabang!
Walrus Audio Descent. The Walrus Audio Descent.
It's pretty cool.
Completely awesome. Totally awesome. Got hall, reverse, shimmer, and it's got octaves. And
500 options.
Yes, which is, that's like my kind of pedal. You know what I mean?
I need options.
Yes, like the more knobs and switches, the better. So, yeah, cool. We actually, we were at the Amp Expo a week or two ago, whenever it was. And Colt from the owner of Walrus Audio, was in the room right next to us. And just a super cool guy. And it wasn't super busy, so we had time to actually go to other rooms and play stuff, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he'd come over to our room, play stuff, and I went to his room, played some stuff. And he liked the Latitude. I went over there. I liked a bunch of their stuff too, but I wanted to add my Island of Descent, and I was like, I've got to get that. So we struck up a trade. And he gave me this awesome shirt too.
Man,
it makes me look. Makes me look handsome, doesn't it?
I've been geeking out. Anyways, I've been geeking out on the on Walrus Audio's website like all week since Brian got the Descent, and I'm all jelly. But they had a pedal called the Mayflower. If you guys are bored, check this pedal out. It's awesome. It does like this mid-range overdrive kind of thing. I want one bad. So if you're listening, Walrus, send me one. Or I'll buy one. I'll buy one. They're that awesome. I want to give you my money. And have an awesome pedal on my board.
If you get one, can I play it?
I'll let you play it. You let me play your Descent, it's only fair. And I'm drinking your beer, so I kind of have to let you play it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Walrus, send me an email. Tell me how to give you monies. I probably do it on the website. But
also, by the way, speaking of beer and the expo, so one of our listeners, and I think you may know him, Blaine Mitchell is his name.
Okay.
He brought, bought a six pack of all different beers and another big bottle of, it was actually real similar to this, which is why I bought that. I was actually looking for it. I forget the name of it, man. I forget the name of it now, but it was amazing. The other beer is it was made by Brooklyn, all different types.
We just hang out. We're just two guys talking.
So I was like, it was really the first time that like someone who listens to podcasts like, hey, I heard the podcast and it brought you some beer, and I'm like, it's working.
Well, yes. Dude, actually, I got you beat on that. man, it was Winter NAMM this year. Mm-hmm. One of our listeners and a faithful Wampler user, James Albers, he actually brought me two different beers and I drank them very quickly. I was already inebriated and I drank one, but it was like peanut butter or something. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. But I was way over served the night I drank it. It was the night like right before I think we all went home as a pedal builder summit. Mm-hmm. There's some pictures floating around somewhere of me, Travis, and Brian in a photo booth. And I'll leave it up.
Oh yeah.
I actually have those pictures on my at my desk. It's like right on my bulletin board on my desk. It's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
I think one where like we're facing the wrong way or something. It's like, yeah, I don't think we're doing it right. I don't see a flash.
That's where Earthquaker, they ran out of bowling alley, right? Then they ran out of Earthquaker Devices, ran out of bowling alley, invited everybody that builds like pedals and guitars and amps. You know, they get the smaller companies.
Yeah.
And like, Gibson wasn't invited or anything.
Yeah, just those cool pedal guys.
And then, yeah, and we just basically hung out, and I think there was like tickets to get beer and stuff. Yeah, so, I mean,
Josh,
lots of free beer rolling around.
Josh at JHS actually found the tickets. And I took advantage of them. Sorry,
that's
and,
right.
And I'm like, at the end of the night, people were like, "I'm not going to use all those tickets. Do you want them?" I'm like, "Yes, I would love your tickets." So I think everybody get like 2 drinks or 3 drinks or whatever. I ended up having like 20. And then like, I don't remember, well, I do remember getting the cab, but it's like, I was just outside and a cab appeared. I'm like, this is awesome. And I just climbed in it. It could have been like Stranger's Candy or something. But they had cake too.
Remember Cusack, because Cusack was there.
Oh yeah.
And we found out like he's a master bowler.
Yeah, like, he was like.
He destroyed everybody.
He had like a spin on it and stuff. I was like, I just watched him. I'm like, holy cow. I didn't bowl. I was no shape to. Yeah. But there, I just hung out by the cake. I think there was pizza. I ate pizza. I can't remember.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're telling me about an amp that you got recently.
Yeah, I just picked it up today. It's my Christmas present that my wife let me buy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, I think it's either a 67 or a 68. The guy wasn't really sure. But it's a Valco Quake Maker, which is basically a clone of the Super Thunderbolt. It's all made by under the Valco name. It's rebadged from what I understand of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a 35 watts of 6L6 GC awesomeness. So I cannot wait to get it. It just shipped today.
So you know what we should do? You should bring that here and we should modify it.
Or I can just play it because it'd take you 5 years to modify it. I'll never be
but
able
it's
to
a
play
great
it.
Way for me to get a new amp.
That would be one option, but I probably won't take it. Thank you for the offer.
I would like to play that. But it sounds great.
Yeah, well, and the cool thing, I think they're like 35 or 40 pounds, the whole thing.
Really?
It's a 115-inch combo. It's going to be awesome.
Is it better than your Roland Cube?
Oh. They're close.
They're close, are they?
Yeah.
So what else has been going on, man?
Not a man. I mean, I've been geeking out on a few things. I think last time we talked on Periscope, I was geeking out on the Sea Machine and the Muffaletta. Still need both of those. Actually, those three pedals, I just got a...
The Sea Machine, which one is that?
That's Earthquaker Devices. Like they're a good job of a really good chorus. It does like chorus and some other trippy things. But I really want one.
They sell those, you know.
I know. I need just more money.
You know what you should do? Here's what you do.
Three things now.
Here's what you do. At NAMM, you go up to Jamie and you say, "Man, I hurt my arm." But, you know, like, I'll tell you what, Jamie. I'll arm wrestle you for one. Since you've been working out, you know, you just be like, pow, right?
Remember last time we arm wrestled?
I remember arm wrestling. I remember the start of it, and then later that night, I don't remember.
And you're still hurting.
And I actually saw a, that's kind of a funny story, about NAMM and whenever people recognize you in a bar and buy you beer.
That was another rough night.
That was pretty rough. And, you know, when you're 160 pounds soaking wet, don't arm wrestle a big muscular guy who weighs like 215.
He's actually trimmed down. Martin's lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah, Martin McDaniel. So he actually stopped by the show, and he's even like he's just solid muscle now.
Yeah. He's all. I saw pictures. If you guys, you don't know Martin McDaniel, check him out. He's out of Nashville. He's a great picker. So.
Yeah, he got a big, great man there too. Plays all over Nashville there. Anyways, so yeah, that's fun.
Dude, that night, I was like, every place we went out to, somebody's like, here's a shot. And that was another night. Like, I was just shmammered. Had no business doing anything. The next day, I woke up still inebriated.
Still drunk.
Yeah. And like, but, being the only guy that, from Wampler, early in the morning, I had like set up the booth. And that's when all the equipment arrived. I just remember being like pasty and white and super sweaty. And we're actually right next to the guys. Walrus is right next to us.
I actually talked to them about this. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, they had like pallets and pallets of water with their logo on it. And I just remember like looking down at that all morning. I'm like, should I just take one? I'm like, no, I can't take one without asking. It's not cool. I actually go over, I think to Colt, and I was like, can I have one? He's like, dude, help yourself. You look like you need it.
Yeah, I was actually talking to him about it. He said, where's Max at? And I said, oh, Max didn't come this trip. It's just a small show, you know. And so we got on that topic of, the NAMM show. And I was like, yeah. I said, I'll never forget. Max was so hungover.
It was rough.
Just, looking green. I said, He asked you for water, and he grabbed like an armful, just like eight bottles of water, and started chugging them, trying to get feeling better, man.
It was rough. But the rest of the trip, that was kind of like my one big night, and that was kind of it. After that, I was like, nah, I'm good. Yeah, I think I wear my Fitbit, and I think at the end of the day, I had walked like 19,000 steps, like that hungover. I'm like, oh. I didn't drink after that for like 2 months.
So really?
I was like, I'm good. No, thank you. So moderation, kids. That's important.
You got your fill that night. Well, oh. You drank like 3 months worth of beer that
night. Oh, well, whiskey. Yeah, I started drinking. I started
that's
off
right,
drinking beer.
That's right.
And then me and Dean from Warehouse Guitar Speakers, Dean Birdsong, we're just drinking Makers and Sprite. Or as he calls them, Mikers and Sprat.
Mikers.
Mikers and Sprat, man.
Oh,
we drank that all night. And I think I drank all the whiskey in Tennessee. At least that's what my head felt like.
Dean's such a cool guy.
He's a cool guy.
So, he was at the show this weekend. And I think he went through several bottles of whiskey the entire weekend. It basically, here's the thing. Like, whenever you're at a show, and like normally there's tons of traffic, right? And it was steady, but there was like Saturday was really busy. Sunday was not busy at all. And then Friday was not very busy. And so what do you do when you're at a show and everybody in every room has drinks? You have a beer and hang out and talk,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, listen to Richard Goodsell's stories. He has some of the best stories. If you guys don't know Richard... Richard Goodsell, Goodsell Amplifiers. He has the best stories, I think.
Yes, and the way he tells them.
Yeah, he's a great storyteller. I mean, I'm sure they're all there's true stories. His delivery and it's brilliant. You guys need to look him up. Makes great stuff too. He actually makes a Super Clone. I think he calls it the Thunderball. It's killer, man. Hmm. It's killer.
I haven't played that one.
It's killer, yeah.
He's got some other amps, so I've been trying to talk him like, come on, man. Pick guy up.
I'll trade
you a pedal straight up.
He makes killer stuff, man. Really, I was trying to think of all the models he has. He has a Super 17. Mm-hmm. That's killer.
You know, Whitfield, not to change the subject, but Whitfield showed me his new guitar. It's kind of a cross between a Les Paul and a Telecaster.
Is that the one he made for Billy Gibbons?
It's different than that, but it's similar to that. He showed me another one of those models, too.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but this is like, it's pretty wild. That's the best way to describe it. Set neck, looks kind of like a Telecaster mated with a Les Paul.
Huh.
You know what I mean? And yeah,
unholy.
It sounds pretty cool. I couldn't talk him out of that one though. Tried, didn't work.
You've actually done pretty well with Phil. I think you got three now.
I do have three. Yes. Yep.
Brian 3, Mech 0.
Yeah. And he built me the first Strat that I've really ever liked.
It's true.
I mean...
You do like that Strat. And you like the neck pickup.
I've been playing that Strat a ton, you know? And I didn't used to like Strats much at all.
I know. You broke one. You hated it so much.
So we're periscoping here. I think there's like... Yeah, we still got 8 people.
Sweet.
Hanging in there.
We should probably like take their questions.
Sure. Well, yeah. If they ask us a question.
Hey, you 8 people. What questions do you have?
Oh, look. They gave us some hearts.
Some hearts. Just a little hearty heart.
Oh. Yep.
But yeah,
so
it's cool.
So let's see, I got the Walrus Descent this weekend. What else? Jay Jess released the Crayon.
Yes. So did Electro Harmonix.
So did Electro Harmonix. Which is very interesting.
Yeah. But I mean, after I read some stuff with Josh, and he said he actually called Mike from Electro Harmonix or Electro Harmonix. I'm not sure how you say it.
Yes.
But, yeah, whichever way.
Whichever way. He said, what side of America you're from.
Yeah, they talked about it, and I guess there's like a great story involved. I don't know what that story is, but I really want to hear it. So
I do know that they kind of, well, from what, I was talking to Josh a little bit, and I think they kind of came to like a amicable deal where they're like,
that's cool.
Let's just both use it.
That's awesome.
You know?
See, pedal builders.
I mean, but that's, I mean, that's cool and bad. I mean, I was telling Josh, I said, the thing that sucks is like, if someone doesn't like their pedal, and they're like, oh, the Crayon is terrible. Someone else may think that they're talking about the JHS version, or vice versa. If someone doesn't like your pedal, then someone, you know,
yeah.
Mike may lose sales because, you know,
vice versa.
So, I don't know. I know that whenever we were forced to change names, it wasn't quite as amicable.
Twice.
But, you know, that's cool that Mike would be like that. You know what I mean? Because that really could have gone south in a hurry involving lawyers. And once you start paying $600 an hour lawyers, things add up real quick.
Yeah.
You know? So that's the not so fun side of being in business. Whenever big companies decide that, you know, you should change your name.
Yeah. Not good.
Yeah. So you and Travis playing this weekend?
Yeah, I actually had band practice tonight, so I got to be out of here in a little bit. But yeah, we actually had band practice tonight, Flannel Jean, our 90s alt-rock band. It's funny, there's actually another band, an indie, we found out that's doing this, kind of the same thing. They're called That 90s Band. They're out of Indianapolis. And what's so cool about it, it's not that they're doing the same thing. It is that I'm back like in junior high again. It's like crosstown rivals, and we're both doing the same thing, and they both have the same amount of guys in their band. Mm-hmm. So you look at the guy that's like you, and it's like, I can take him. I'm better than he is. You know, screw that guy.
He didn't play that right.
Him and his beard and his curly hair. Wait. It's funny. No, they actually have kind of a similar format. They have like, the suave looking guy with all the nice gear. That's like the Travis. And they got a guy with curly hair and a beard. That's like me. And it's like their bass players are totally different. But yeah, whatever. Their drummer's probably more sober than ours. No, he doesn't listen to this. It's cool.
Oh, I was going to say, and this is the perfect place to announce that.
No, Chris Taylor, a fabulous drummer out of Indianapolis, but he's a character. he's very he has the best legendary stories.
Really?
I'll leave it at that. Yeah, most of them involve alcohol and women. Whoa, there's a question. What's the question?
Oh, am I sad about the YouTube subscriber I lost today? That's a great question.
I was...
Yeah, so talking about that. We were talking about that earlier.
I am excited, all right? So, I like to think I'm a nice guy. I maybe I'm not. You guys can tell me. But Brian and I think it was the last podcast. Remember, the podcast just came out today. Mm-hmm. We were talking about the 5150 distortion pedal.
And running it through different amps. We ran through, showing that some amps just suck.
Just don't take pedals well, you know? And I think the one in particular was a Vox and didn't sound good. We weren't showing how bad the pedal was. We're showing that not all amps sound good with the, just pedals in general. That Vox with that pedal didn't sound good.
Right. And on a Top Boost channel, I don't like distortion pedals much. I mean, many of those distortion pedals just sound terrible on a Top Boost channel from Vox.
Not at all.
But, I was telling you, you've made it. You've got a hater.
So we told you that story to tell you this one. So that guy comments in and is like, how can you make this pedal sound bad? And why is that Max guy such a dick? And I was like, I really wanted to be like, dude, that's awesome. Nobody's like, at least in this industry, nobody's really called me a dick before. I feel like I've finally made it as a personality. It's like somebody out there hates me and that's awesome. Like, I really want to be like, please don't unsubscribe just to continue to hate me.
Right.
You know? Like, that's really cool.
You know, can you just troll me for a while? Yeah. I'm kind of enjoying this.
It's like, make me look awesome here. But no, I was... It's sad to see him unsubscribe. I hate anybody to unsubscribe. Yeah. But the cool thing about it is I finally have somebody that, really hates me. I mean, there's probably some ex-girlfriends that really hate me.
I was going to say, someone other than ex-girlfriend, yeah.
But this dude, I just unmade his day. Like, anything positive in it, I destroyed with me being a dick somehow. I don't know. So I was super stoked about that.
And I was watching the video going, how do you get that Max is being a dick?
I don't even think I was even talking that much.
It's not you. Were, I mean, you didn't do anything to come across that way. I don't think.
Not really.
You're just like, yeah, that amp doesn't sound that good with that distortion pedal. Yeah. But then we ran it through three other amps and it sounded great.
Look, yeah, that is what it is.
So,
I won't put it on my blues board, but
Yeah, but I mean, as far as feeling bad about losing a subscriber, I mean, I hate for people to unsubscribe just because they get mad and screw this guy. I'm gonna watch this. I'm gonna subscribe and then unsubscribe again. You know,
but if you got a guy that's that so angry, he has to see something about you and the show. He's got probably more going on than it probably wasn't the podcast that made him angry.
Well, I've actually had people that cuss me up one side and down the other. And then, the next morning, I actually had some well-known pedal builders do this. The next morning, say, I'm sorry, man. I was drunk. I didn't mean it.
That's awesome.
In fact, I can't say the name, but a well-known pedal builder Actually did that to me 3 times. And every time I was like, sorry, dude, I was drunk again. And I'm like, I get it. I've been drunk
and said things I don't.
Right. Been there, done that. Why do you think I've been married 3 times?
I'd say too soon, but man, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, my current wife puts up with a lot of crap that she probably shouldn't put up with, but she does.
But she brings me cake.
And she brings cake to work.
It's true. I think I talked about that last time. She came into my office. She's like, hey, Max, there's cake in the kitchen. And I'm like, oh. You sweet woman. Yeah. And I had cake. It was 9 a.m. and it was delicious.
Breakfast number 2.
It's true. Breakfast of champions. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. This is like chocolate cake.
Your beer there?
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's pretty awesome, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, the glass opened it up. Beer gear, man. Blake was onto something there.
Yeah, I know.
I think he started that. From the Tome Hub. I think he started beer and gear. I could be wrong. But yeah, well, whoever started it should be sainted or knighted. Saint knighted. It's absolutely delicious. It's a great combination. It's like, I love beer. I love gear.
Let's combine them together.
Hashtag beer and gear.
That's what we should do. That's our new marketing technique. So here's what we do. With every pedal, we send out a beer. With it. Nah, that's going to go south.
No, because there's going to be some 8-year-old buying like...
Right, yeah. That'll go south in a hurry.
I don't know.
Yeah. Can't do that. So I'm sure somebody out there is probably selling like a bag of weed or something with their pedals on eBay.
If you guys are doing that, Max, I want to put pedals. I'm joking, but seriously, call me.
I wouldn't be surprised. There's some interesting characters in our industry. You know,
I was thinking about like weed names with pedal. Like, yeah, man, give me a bag of that Plexi Drive Deluxe. Give me some of that Orange Crush, man. Come on, just give me a little.
It's in my wheelhouse. Even though it's faux.
I don't want none of that faux weed, man. None of that faux tobacco weed. Anyways, this turned south very quickly.
It did turn south very quickly.
It's true. Anyways,
yeah.
Are you guys still with us? Cool. We actually. Wow, numbers are building.
No one wants your drunken boner devices, Alex. Oh, okay. So for the audio listeners, we also have Periscope going, so we're seeing comments come in, and Alex Clay, who works for us, actually works for a big company, is family owned company, and they make devices that help older gentlemen get. I think get erections or maintain erections or something to do with that, but it's not like. Sex toys. It's like a legitimate medical device, right?
Yeah.
And so apparently Alex was on here and he said something about the devices and
somebody referred to him as a boner mechanic. And that is by far, like, if I was in that industry, I would totally have cards made up. It was like Max Jeffrey, boner mechanic.
Oh, nice that is totally what he should have. He totally should have on his card Alex Clay. Boner mechanic, head of boner engineering.
Yeah,
you know,
boner engineering technologies. Like, you got a firm handshake. Well,
oh man, that'd be awesome. So, all right, I'm almost out of beer, and once I'm out of beer, it's time to shut the podcast.
That's where the giggle juice.
You still got some. I'll slow down.
Giggle juice. I'm waiting for like somebody asked me something weird, not too weird.
But,
yeah, sorry, the camera's forever away and my eyes are terrible. So
you know what I can do, though? This is probably really boring for audio podcast listeners.
What's happening? But, extreme close-up, whoa! Gotta know what you're selling. It's true.
I'm really washed out here.
Where does that pasty white, Brian?
Yeah, I know.
That one got, like, lights on. Not this light back here or wherever it is.
Right. So, like, after hours... This is kind of what it looks like. So today we filmed a podcast, a video show, if you will. And, you know, that's a little more formalized, you know, because we know what topics we're going to talk about. We go in, we shoot the show. And, you know, it's just, there's more of a formality to it.
Yeah.
Where this is more like, it's like, we decided if we're going to, like, put all that work into it, we should just enjoy it at the end of the day.
Yeah, well,
hit record.
Well, it's like, you know, like we talked about, like the podcast. It's not the real us. It really is. It's our personalities coming through. When Brian and I go to trade shows, and it's like 12 o'clock at night after like a really long day at the show, we're having a beer at the bar. It's like, this is the stuff that we talk about. So it's right. Like, man, we should do a podcast like that. Like two guys having a beer, shooting the shit, man.
Exactly. Which, oddly enough, the very beginning of the Chasing Tone podcast series came about because when we go on trips, me, you, and Travis, it was just so much fun. Yeah. We were like, dude, we should record this. Like, we should just put a recorder in the car while we're driving. That didn't work, but...
it was way off topic.
But, I mean, it was... I mean, some people hated it. Some people loved it. Just watching it through us shoot the shit on the couch. But it was still fun.
It's true. It's true. We are talking, having a beer time about boner devices.
Right. And it's weird that because we're talking about boner devices whilst drinking beer on a gear show.
It's true.
Gear and podcast.
For those of you guys just listening, not periscoping, that was actually a periscope.
Periscope question.
Question.
Yes. Yeah, so. Pointing out the weirdness that we're getting even more off topic with talking about gear.
It's true.
But that's okay. That's why we call it After Hours and not the Strictly On Topic Chasing Tone podcast.
It's true. This is literally After Hours. It's right. After 5 o'clock. We're having a beer. I think it's after 5 o'clock.
Somewhere.
Yeah, it's almost 5 o'clock.
Close enough.
Whenever. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
But you know what? Like, it's pretty cool being able to, like, all right, well, I'm still on the clock, but my boss just gave me beer.
Yeah, like it was like 4 o'clock and Brian and I were talking about shooting the show and he's like, you know, is it too early to drink? I'm like, a beer? No, absolutely not. Let's go get it. So we walked up and he's like, I have these beers. Which one do you like? I'm like, I'll try that one. You know, it's like, okay, I'll just put it on my paycheck and write it off on our taxes. You know, that doesn't suck. So maybe that's why that guy thought I was a dick. He's like, this son of a gun is drinking beer and talking about gear and getting paid for it. I'm like, yeah, I kind of am.
I think if you say dick, I think bitch is probably okay too.
I don't know. Well, some guys get offended by it. You know, SOB. I actually called a guy that once. I worked construction for a little bit, and I called a guy that, and like he used every swear word imaginable. But like he like put his tools down, and we almost like fisticuffs right there.
Really?
Yeah.
So he took the tool belt off and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, this guy's gonna hit me in the head with a hammer. You know? He got really mad. So then I'm like, ever since then, that's actually one thing. I'm very selective if I ever say that. Hmm. I'll say everything else. Sometimes words don't even make sense.
I've got a weird story about working construction. When I was younger, early 20s, maybe I probably was 19 or 20, actually. Of course, I barely graduated high school. And I was working on a framing crew. And one of the guys I worked with decided he was kind of a bullying type of guy. And he thought it'd be funny to take my little cooler with my lunch in it and put a snake in it. Yeah. Now, that's a dick. That's a guy who's being, because the snake destroyed my food because it was, you know, mad being in a cooler, you know? And I opened it up and this snake is looking at me. And, yeah, that freaked me out. I ended up kicking the cooler at him and the snake went onto him. So
that's awesome. No, actually,
then he wanted to fight. So.
The same guy that wanted to fight me actually drove a 16-penny nail through my hand. We were putting up some eaves in a house. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, hold this fascia board. So I'm holding this board. And I'm holding this board. Whoa, we got, yeah, there we go. Something happened. Cool, we back? Cool. So I'm holding this board, right? And this guy's like, I'm holding it and his nail gun's boom, 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 getting closer. I'm like, pay attention, man. He's like, yeah, I got it. And somebody yelled down from down the ladder. He wasn't paying attention. Boom, pow! And drove this nail right through my hand. So I'm like, I'm still like panicking, like trying not to pass out. So they end up like cutting the board off and like taking me and the attached board to the ER.
A similar thing happened to a guy I worked with, oddly enough, on this with the same company. He nailed like his first and third fingers. missed the second and it went like through so that like, you know, through both of them. And the boss just took like a bolt cutter, cut it off so he could move it, and they went to the hospital, pulled it out. Like that's a man. That you gotta be tough to just be like, yeah, just cut that off right there.
Yeah, we're good. You're
put a Band-Aid on it. We'll be good.
Yeah, you're fine. Ow. Well, dude, so, I'm out of giggle juice.
Yeah, all right. So let's wrap this up real quick. So we found out that Walrus Audio makes a pretty cool reverb-y. It does a lot of other cool stuff. Call the Descent. So make sure you check that out.
Or the Mayflower Drive.
Mayflower Drive. Yep, another great one. And then your amp that you got is
It's a 68 or 67 Valco Quakemaker, which is basically, from what I've been told and schematic wise, a Supro Thunderbolt.
Right. Okay. Thunderbolt. And plus, Charles Whitfield is finally coming out with a Les Paul type of guitar, which I'm excited about. So
yeah, hopefully you get one.
All right. So that's it for this week's episode of Chasing Tone After Hours. If you're watching on iTunes, no one's watched on iTunes. If you're listening on iTunes, make sure you review it. Make sure you tell your friends about this. So we want to get the word out to as much people as possible. Hopefully you enjoy it, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.